But I want for you to understand why we meet here. It is because we want to invest into the children who are here and into the faculty and the administrators here. We have a very good relationship with the principal now. She came and spoke to us when we were at Harrington. We did our Sacred Space Outreach event here 2 weeks ago, and it brought her to near tears just to, because you came into the building and decided to sharpen pencils and make copies, and Joel and Julie and Nathan painted the office area, things of that sort that were things that were above and beyond what they could have expected us to do, brought her to near tears. It was easy for us because many hands make light work, but it was a huge deal for them because they were under the gun getting ready for school. So they called upon the church to be a blessing to them in preparation for the school year. Let me bring something to your attention. There's this myth regarding a wall of division that should exist between the body of believers and anything state. And in the midst of that wall, the principal called us and said, "Can you come and help me get ready for the school year?" Don't sleep on that. That is huge. That is huge. While she was there, she asked us to come and be men for her boys. She says, "The boys here in my school, their entire exposure at home is their mother, their grandmother, their aunts, and their sisters. And then they come to school, and the people teaching them in the classroom are women. And when they go to the cafeteria, the people serving them in the cafeteria are women." She said, "I need for men to come and have a 30-minute lunch with my boys because I can tell them what good men look like. I can say it objectively. I can tell them what I've seen, but it's not, that's nothing like having an actual good man sit down with one of these boys and tell them what it is to live, what is live it out. A boy being poured into, this is not the sermon, a boy being poured into, and you're saying to him, 'I want to show you what you can be 10, 15, 20 years from now.'" The principal of a Denver public school came to the church and said, "Can you have your men come and sit with my boys and have lunch with them once a week?" You know we're going to be all over that. All over that. So a week from today, men, we're going to bring in background check forms that she has asked that you fill out so that they can run the background check. You eat lunch anyway. Do you hear me? You eat lunch anyway. You might as well do it with a 10-year-old boy who doesn't know where dad is. 30 minutes of your week, you can give him that. And then watch him be the next generation of leaders because you took 30 minutes out of your week to invest into a boy who is in desperate need of someone who models what manhood looks like. Let's invest. Let's be the church. We're not going to church. This is not going to be a parasitic relationship with the school where we use their facility. It's a symbiotic one. Yeah. We bless them because they are blessings to us. So let's be the church. Yeah.